Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weekend sports with a difference.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be drinking.
Oh, really? You learned that in med school? That you obviously didn't get into?
A look at the weekend in sports with the inside story on the Blazers, the Ducks, and the Beavers. This is Sports Sunday with Mike Lynch.
At least I have my own bed.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a sweet car.
And Rashad Taylor.
He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation.
Stop.
Of people who've heard me. That good.
On 1080, The Fan.
For some reason, the song's really kind of getting me today.
I like this record.
It's waking me up a little bit.
I
did not sleep well because it's hot.
Bro, I'm over the sun and the hot already, you know, as far as sleep. Like,
it's been 2 days, and I'm over it, bro.
I haven't got a good night's sleep in a couple days. And, like, it's been really hot past couple days, and I want to put the air conditioner up. However, we live in Portland. So the minute I put it up, I can almost expect it to get rained on within the hour.
Yeah,
so,
and you've got an in window unit, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so, I was looking up the ACs, the ones that have like the hose, 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get this, and then I forgot, and now I'm paying the price because last night was two fans on and sweating, and it's because it didn't get cool until like 4 a.m.
Why do they even still make fans? Like, they just don't even work.
Could you imagine sleeping without a fan and just in still air in that heat?
It'd be terrible. It's about the same.
No, it's point, not man. About the same.
I'm just
burning up.
I'm a hot sleeper, so
yeah,
last night was it gets hot and heavy in there. But I sweat, so last night was a bad experience. I was up until about like 2 a.m. rolling around. Covers on, covers halfway, legs sticking out on the right side, legs sticking out on the left side, trying to figure something out, and just to no avail.
That sounds just like my night as well, because it was about 2 a.m. when I finally fell asleep after laying there for an hour and a half, tossing and turning and trying to stay cool.
See, this is where a bed in the corner of your room comes into play. I got criticized by Suk for doing this. My bed is now in the middle of my room. But if it's in the corner of your room...
I like how you moved it just because you got criticized for it.
It wasn't just him. I caught a lot of flack. Right? Uh-huh. I got rid of the race car bed frame and I got a real one. But anyways, you get it in the corner and you have that wall that you can lay up against. The wall keeps it cool.
The cold wall.
Yes.
Although I will say, in Suk's credit, that does sound very high school of you as well. Get to lean up against the cold wall. Mm-hmm.
Just a little.
When it starts to comfort you.
When it starts
getting hotter, you might want to consider it.
Well, I'm just going to get an air conditioner.
And it's going to rain this week, so I think that would be the prime time to get your air conditioner, because I think everybody's going to like fall off and forget it. Oh,
yes.
Man, that was tough. Well, we got past that.
Yeah, it was 3 days. Well,
yeah,
we could do 3 days.
Back to square one. I'm going to go do a
curbside pickup at Home Depot and get myself an AC real quick.
Smart.
That's going to be the case. And honestly, I might even use it when it's like 60 at night.
Dude, I got tan lines.
Just put it.
From yesterday.
From sleeping?
From yesterday.
Oh, it's like, you were sleeping
in
your bed?
G-string? What are you having tan lines for?
No,
you have like a sauna in your bedroom, just a lamp down on you the entire night?
No, I was shocked. I mean, when I got home yesterday from my walk with my boy, I was wearing a tank top, and now I have like tan lines on the shoulder. It was that nice out yesterday, and the sun was blaring that well that I was able to get a little bit of a tan on the shoulders. I might lay out today. Who knows?
Might as well. You got to even it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid of the tan lines.
Exactly.
Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day completely snuck up on me this year. I'm assuming that's the case for everybody. I was given the text reminder from my father on like Wednesday, like, oh, by the way, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. And I was like, oh, F. I totally forgot that it was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So I sent my mom not an actual card this year because I knew it wouldn't get there on time. I sent her a video of a fake card and I voiced it as if it was a real card. So I was like, this is the front and it says this, and then open it up and this is what it says. And, you know, plus she got to see like a 2-minute video of me. So hopefully she enjoyed it.
That's nice.
Yeah. I was like trying to be creative without having sent a card because I totally could not believe it was Mother's Day this weekend.
No. So, you know, with my birthday being kind of towards the beginning of May, Mother's Day is usually that first weekend or the next weekend after my birthday. So I can fully expect to have to celebrate that. So
you were ready for it.
I was ready for it. I knew it was coming, you know, and so I was like, man, Mother's Day can't be the 17th. So it's, I knew it was going to be right after.
I like how you say that without like checking your phone.
Seriously. I was like,
man, it can't be the 17th. It must be this day.
There are certain things that I for sure know just based around my birthday. The Kentucky Derby is going to be the first weekend of May. I know that for sure. And then my birthday was on Taco Tuesday this year, which was awesome. You know, I couldn't have worked out any better. Cinco de Mayo on Taco Tuesday, like pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, I was going to say happy belated birthday, except you couldn't really do anything with that positivity.
Didn't really do much. You know,
did you make tacos?
I went and bought tacos. Okay. Had tons of those. Yeah. And then after that, Mother's Day is typically right there. So looking forward to, you know, seeing my mom today and getting her something. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, you know, and all the expecting moms as well.
What are you going to do with your mom? Because you got to be safe, smart, right? I mean, she's your mom. But,
yeah.
You know, there's got to be, you doing anything different about it? Or are you just going to go see her and just have some food?
No,
or something?
I'll probably just have her over. Like, she's one of those people that doesn't want her house messed up based on, you know, certain holidays. So I'll come over and let her mess up mine. And so we'll probably just put something on the grill for her, make her some nice dinner or something like that. You know, again, not a whole lot you can do, you know, right now. Go buy her some flowers, nice dinner, and kind of go from there. So when I say dinner, I mean early dinner, 3 o'clock.
And Express via DoorDash.
Yeah, there you go. There you
Happy Mother's Day.
There you go. Send it right to
you. Here's really below average fried rice.
You don't even have to come over here, man. I'm going to just go ahead and send that straight to you. So that's probably what I'll end up doing with my mom today. So state parks are open, so could go there. But
yeah, I went to a park yesterday, not a state park necessarily, just one that was in Portland, and I sat out and drank some beer. It was nice. But
you drank beer in the park?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that? Mike Lynch over here breaking laws.
No duels.
I love it, Lynch.
Non-alcoholic.
Got a bad side, and I like it. Yeah, man.
I mean, what? Heineken with no alcohol, I mean, is what I was drinking.
But is that still like...
Don't look at the picture I posted on Snapchat.
You've seen that commercial, yeah? The guy sitting in the car drinking Heineken. That still can't be... I mean, yes, non-alcoholic, albeit, but that still can't be...
Talking about the commercial with the guy in his convertible.
Yeah, drinking a non-alcoholic beer is like... I'm pretty sure you still can't do that, but...
Well, I mean there's no alcohol,
so...
Also, why, unless you are a recovering alcoholic who likes the taste of beer, why? Why?
Do you like the taste of beer, number one? You know, like...
Not enough to drink a Heineken without alcohol.
No, I'm saying, like, why do you like the taste of beer, number one? Beers, listen, I live in Portland. I love beer. Let me go ahead and say that.
Don't you...
Listen, alcohol is not tasty.
Don't you...
There's no part of it that's like, my God, I never had a beer. It's like, man, that's good as hell. That's tasty. Like, I've never, ever in my life had that. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure, like, who actually loves the taste of beer. Do you love the taste of beer?
Yeah, beer's great.
Lynch. So if you had 4 delicious drinks in front of you and you didn't really need to get drunk, you drink the beer because it's that good.
I mean, it depends on the mood I'm in. I mean, if you also put a glass of orange juice, I'd be very happy to drink that.
Orange juice makes sense. Orange juice is tasty.
I love orange juice.
An ice cold glass of Sprite.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
On these hot days.
The best soda that exists, in my opinion, is Sprite.
Sprite.
Take your breath away.
It's a pretty good one.
But no, I mean, I like the taste of beer. I do.
Well,
I do a craft beer podcast, Rashad. So I feel like I would have to like the taste of beer if I was doing a craft beer podcast.
When's the non-alcoholic episode?
Oh, we're going to squash that for as long as we can.
The old duels episode.
Although at some point throughout this quarantine, we're going to run out of interesting topics, and then guess what's going to come up?
Does Break Cider Deschutes make a non-alcoholic craft beer?
I don't believe so.
A non-alcoholic IPA?
They just smack you if you ask them that. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Non-alcoholic, you idiot.
We'll never run out of things to talk about here. Like if worse comes to worse, I'm giving dating advice.
Yes,
that's how this is gonna go. Like,
also,
if this thing continues,
I promoted my own podcast. Rashad started his own podcast this week.
Hooray, indeed, man. That's dope, man. It's super cool, man. Like
there's some production quality in it too.
Well, and you shout out to my guy Devon Carlisle. You know, he's been really one to help me out, but really, like, you kind of inspired me, bud. Like I wanted to do a podcast, but we have so many dope people here in Portland that do so many cool things, man, that a lot of times just don't get talked about, don't get recognized. So I wanted to make sure I took time, being that we have a huge platform, you know, that a lot of times people don't really think about. So I wanted to take time to make sure I highlighted people from my neighborhood, my communities, our communities that are doing some amazing things, man. So yeah, man, that's why I want to do that.
I know you posted it on Facebook, but make sure you share it on your social medias that people follow you on too.
I got you. Yeah, absolutely. Like
share it on your Twitter at TaylorMade503.
Indeed.
Because if you're not friends with Rashad on Facebook, you're not going to see it. But we'll post it on Twitter too.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that. So yeah, it should be fun.
What is it? It's called That's Dope.
Yep.
Right? That's Dope with Rashad Taylor.
With me.
First episode out. Go listen.
Yes.
Go do it.
I'm going to have Lynch on soon. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of questions to ask him.
Okay.
Be ready.
I'm ready.
Be prepared to cry, too. I'm going to be like,
you're going to make me cry?
What's that show? It used to be, I forget the guy with the, you know, it used to be on ESPN, and he would have it.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Bingo. Bingo. That's it. But he had a small part in Jerry Maguire where at the end, Rod Tidwell goes and talks. We'll figure it out. I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Just you tell me. All right. Coming up on the show today, we do have a couple of little sports tidbits to get to. We've got some good news in Oregon because the state's going to apply to reopen next week. But then there's bad news in South Korea with the coronavirus. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. I wanted to ask a question, a broad question about UFC because they came back yesterday and started doing some fights. Obviously, we're going to talk about The Last Dance, which we have been talking about every single week. New episodes are tonight, episodes 7 and 8.
And I get to watch the new episodes tonight as they happen.
Woo!
I'm stoked.
Are you going to live tweet it or are you just going to watch it?
I'll probably end up live tweeting.
I've been just watching it. The live tweeting is fun, but I'm actually, like, I don't want to be distracted because I'm learning so much. So
right.
You
got to strike that balance. That's for sure.
We'll be talking about that today as well. So plenty of stuff to get to and hate it or love it in the 10 o'clock hour. Text us, fan text line 55305. And we will start with the UFC next. This is Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
I like this beat, Joe. What is this?
This is 6ix9ine, his new song that just came out.
Well, I mean, Rashad just threw his headphones down.
Hey, the lyrics aren't on here. I mean,
well, yeah, I'm assuming the lyrics are terrible because he's terrible. Also a bad person.
6ix9ine sucks.
But
my one question,
cool beat, I like it.
My one question for both of you. Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb?
I don't know. 6ix9ine, which is it?
Literally, can I say the last one that I'm not allowed to say on the air? Young, dumb, and blank. What?
There you go. Yeah. literally the chorus of his song. Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? That's just that lyrical content you're looking for in hip hop in 2020, right?
I can't stand
that. All three? Yeah. Are they not the same?
Yes.
Just for everybody that doesn't listen to hip hop, just know that he does not represent hip hop. Just put that out there for everybody.
Well, Rashad, he kind of does a little bit.
No, he doesn't.
Because a lot of people tried to copy his style.
He doesn't
and, like,
at all.
Colored his hair and all the stupid face tattoos.
No one's done that. No one's done that. Face tattoos have been out for a long time.
No.
Baby's been doing that forever.
There were people who just basically copied him.
Well, you know,
and they tried to be like these weird colorful, stupid, Poppin' Molly, bad rappers.
Yeah, well, he's not the only one with stupid hair or colorful hair. There's a lot of other ones. Trippy Red, Lil Pump, Lil, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lil, you know, they're out there, but they look silly.
Isn't Lil Pump dead?
No.
No.
Who's the one who died like a year ago who was super popular for like 3 months because of it?
XXX.
No, not him.
Lil Peep.
Yes. Lil Pump, Lil Peep. Yeah. One of the littles. What do you want from me?
One of the littles.
God, this feels like the 90s or early 2000s all over again when everyone was named the same thing in rap. It was like, Lil this, Lil that, Lil this. Oh, good. Great.
They need a
young this, young that, young this.
They need to take a page out of my son's book and go with medium.
Yes. That would be great.
Medium something.
Medium 6ix9ine.
Mid this.
Well, just in case you're wondering, folks, 6ix9ine's trash. No need to listen to him.
Yeah, he is.
That'll be all.
Beats are not, lyrics are.
And that's all we got to hear is the beats. And that's important.
Yep. Cool.
Sometimes the instrumental is good.
Just play me all the instrumentals.
Yeah. You don't need to hear him rap. It's fine. So I wanted to ask a broad question about the UFC. Because I was asked this question by a friend yesterday. Because he was like, oh, I got invited to do this thing on Discord where we were going to watch the fight and talk and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he goes, would you be interested in joining that? And I was like, no, not at all. And he was like, oh, why not? And I was like, I do not like UFC, MMA. I just don't really like fighting in general. And he asked me a very kind of grand question. He goes, well, what's the difference between that and like your love of football, right? Because football's super violent. And, you know, there's plenty of long-lasting damage that comes from playing football. You know, maybe similar, if not, you know, even slightly worse than what happens in fighting in UFC, et cetera. And I said, to me, the difference is twofold. One, when it's fighting as a sport, it feels more, I don't know, personal maybe. It feels more intense in a way that I don't like. I was never raised around fighting. I was always told fighting is bad. That was how I was taught. So, like, for me, it just makes me uncomfortable. In football, although it is also a gladiator sport, I think there's something that has to do with the pads and also the fact that I grew to like the sport before realizing that it was violent. Because to me, it is a bit of the very, very visceral violence in fighting that it just makes me uncomfortable. And it does, I don't feel that way with the NFL. So I thought it was a very interesting broad question. And it kind of got me thinking today because the UFC event was yesterday and there was a ton of fights. And I saw the pictures and I saw some of the clips because they were floating around social media. And my question was, do you think that because right now it's the only sport going, it will actually attract more fans? I think you'll get more viewers because people want to watch sports, but will it actually like capture people? Or do you think there's more people like me where it just kind of makes them uncomfortable? Because I know you guys both like it. So I'm kind of not really preaching to a choir here. I'm out on an island. But
I think it will capture people because the one thing about UFC is kind of like there's a bunch of different people that you can follow and that you can really, you know, enjoy watching as a fighter. There are so many different types of fighters and none of them, none of them are really the same. You know, last night you saw a fight between Tony Ferguson, who is a great, great lightweight against, you know, Justin Gaethje, somebody who's also a great lightweight. But Ferguson wasn't prepared for Gaethje, and Gaethje came in last night and won that fight. Like, that's something that doesn't really happen. You don't get a lot of replacements in football. Like, if the Saints can't make it because somebody's sick, they don't send the Chargers instead. Like, they just, you know, it just kind of is what it is.
That'd be,
you know,
kind of funny if they did, though.
No, seriously, if they just send
hey,
a team.
Hey, Chargers, get out of
whoever's
play.
On the bye, man. What you about know, our you guys don't have a bye. Yeah, you guys don't have a bye. You guys go play, you know, that team. And so I think there's things like that that are pretty cool. And then, you know, you look around and there are a bunch of different personalities that people can really latch on to if they want to. You know, Ferguson is one of them. Yes, he ended up losing last night.
Is he the guy whose eye looked like me?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I think no, you're thinking of Price.
Yeah. No, Ferguson was the
I mean, he got tagged up pretty good, but not the picture that was going around.
The picture going around of the guy whose eye was no longer there.
And he was like screaming at the camera. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was Price.
Yeah, that's and that looked like
just
it hurt.
What I want to watch.
It looked like it hurt. But I mean, these are things that, you know, can it be brutal? Man, absolutely it can be brutal. But that's why they've changed the rules so much from what they used to be to what they are now. When UFC first came on the scene, It was brutal. It was to the death, basically.
Yeah, you know, go watch the early cards, like UFC 1, 2, and 3.
That's what I'm saying. Go watch those ones, and you're like, oh, my gosh, man. Why would anybody want to watch this? That was a time where I looked at UFC and Ultimate Fighting and said, this is ridiculous. There was no way I would ever watch that.
Bare knuckle, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and there was no rules. There was no weight classes.
Whoa,
there was
bare
no,
knuckle, huh?
Yeah, there was no weight classes. It was like, if you're a wrestler, Tank Abbott, you come in and you wrestle this, you fight this kung fu master and stuff like that. There was no like heavyweight, lightweight, strawweight. There was none of that stuff. So for them to kind of get to where they are, to where they have weight classes and they have referees that are trained to know when to stop the fight. We saw somebody get knocked out, knocked down up against the cage. And instead of just the referee just letting them go in on their face, stepped in quick, yep, fight's over. There's no need to keep going. So they've done a good job trying to make sure it's less brutal for those people who, you know, haven't really been into it. But yeah, I think, you know, whenever you get a chance to really pay attention to something, yeah, I think you're going to have an opportunity to like it more. For me, it was when Brock Lesnar got involved, I was like, okay, I'll pay attention a little bit more. Then I start seeing all the guys around those fights like, oh, he's pretty tight. That was a pretty good fight. That was pretty tight. And so, and then you look at boxing, the landscape isn't there. Like, you don't have a bunch of great heavyweights, a bunch of great middleweights, a bunch of great featherweights. That just doesn't happen anymore. So really, if you're looking for combat sport, it's UFC. This is how we look at it. So yeah, I do think that with this happening and with them putting out more and more shows, more and more people, because there's not much to watch, are going to be tuned into it.
I guess I ask, though, because we've asked this question for other sports, other events, right? You know, me being a soccer fan, I always, oh, if you get into the World Cup, will you watch soccer? Nah, I won't. So, like, are there going to be people now who go, people ask, like, oh, if baseball comes back first, you think you're going to gain more baseball fans? You might get more viewers early on, but you're not going to gain fans. People don't like baseball, right? Or people who don't like baseball don't like baseball. It's just that simple. There's not a lot of wiggle room for people to kind of enjoy the sport. I'm wondering if UFC is going to fall in a similar category to that. Sure, you might get more viewers, and you said that they did, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday got a ton of pay-per-view buys, but is that more out of just a need to watch anything competitive? Because if that's the case, I mean, hell, you could watch Food Network. Just watch Chopped.
No, yeah.
That's competitive. So you're watching it, but are you going to watch it when other sports comes back? Is it going to really grab people like that? Or is it kind of in that same realm of like soccer or baseball where people just wouldn't enjoy it after the fact that other sports came back?
Well, Rashad, as far as I understand, is an MMA guy. UFC follows it, you know, on a daily, weekly basis, following the cards and everything. I'm very much someone that will ask people, ooh, did you watch the fight? What happened? You know, and I'll catch a highlight here and there. So last night, knowing that it was the only live sporting event we've had in almost 2 months, I wanted to watch it. I wanted to watch something as it was happening. Physical activity, not Chopped. Mike, sorry, I love Chopped, but
Chopped is great.
It is a great show. It's an amazing show, but I needed to see.
Thank you all for agreeing with me.
Some sort of sporting event, and to me, watching that UFC 249, it's always funny to me because whenever I watch UFC, it's like I'm watching it for the first time. I'm shocked. I'm like, these guys are insane. I'm laughing because I can't, like, these guys are just taking these licks on the face, and I'm just like, oh my god. And maybe that's why I don't watch it as much. But last night, I felt like I needed to watch it because what else is there? WrestleMania was a mess.
It was awful.
I tuned into that because, again, I was looking for that live sports programming, and I couldn't even get that out of there. Yeah. Exactly. So watching UFC 249, it was pretty therapeutic because it was, as it was happening, a live event. Will I watch the cards in the future? I mean, there's going to be one on June 6th. Whether that will happen, we'll see. I'll probably tune into that if we don't have any live sports by then. It's right now, I'm going to take whatever I can get. Tuned into Korean baseball last night a little bit. The Dinos, what a first inning for them.
Oh, we're going to talk about that coming up next, by the way. That was in my notes, and that's a perfect transition, Joe. Thank you.
Great segue, bud.
That actually wasn't going to be the next segment, but now it is because Joe had a wonderful tease. Big Daddy, excuse me, had a wonderful tease. All right. We'll get to that next. Rashad is shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Man.
About what I'm not doing. But first, Big Daddy has sports.
Weekend sports with a difference. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
you're scrolling to the bottom of an ESPN article and you see ads at the bottom of the article, one of them says, "You'll be shocked by this discovery." And there's some unrelated picture above it of a hot girl in scantily clad outfit because it wants you to click on it. That's kind of what I felt like my tease was last segment. You'll be shocked. Rashad, though, was shocked.
Super.
That I'm not watching the KBO, which is the Korean Baseball Organization, which is on TV. I've talked about this with him before. We've talked about this on the show before. He's tried to get me to admit that I would watch things like this, and I just don't because I know I won't. And you think because I'm a baseball fan, I should be watching all of the baseball all of the time.
That's what fans do, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you were on the show for this yet, Joe.
I guess Mike is not a fan of fundamental baseball.
I guess not.
Those guys at the plate, sweet swings, Mike. You're missing on some good.
That's good.
Good technical baseball.
That's great. I'm not sure if you were on the show yet, Joe, for this, but Rashad asked me the question that would I watch minor league baseball if it was on TV? And I said, hell no. I would not watch minor league baseball if it was on TV. And he was like, what? Wouldn't you want to see the players that are in your team's minor league system? And I was like, I can watch a highlight. I'll read the box score. I'm not going to watch a game of AAA baseball. Are you kidding me? So, like, I'm using this segment to try to explain why I don't watch that.
And I'm trying to use this segment to explain
that
why you sound silly.
Yes, I understand. The reason I don't watch it is because I have no connection to the teams. I have no connection to the players. And it's not the top quality baseball that exists out there. I like to watch Major League Baseball because I have connections to the teams, because I have connections to the players, and because it's the top quality sport that's out there.
Okay.
I don't like watching bad product sport. I don't. The reason that I don't watch the MLS and soccer outside of the Timbers, because I root for the Timbers, is because the MLS sucks. The quality is terrible. The reason I watch the Premier League in soccer is because it's the best quality soccer that exists out there. I watch the NBA, the NFL, all that stuff. And then, you're going to ask me about college, right?
Of course I'm going to ask you about college.
The reason I watch college is because I have a connection to the teams there, even though the quality is not as good as the NFL or the NBA. I watch college basketball less right now because the quality is terrible generally, but I watch Syracuse because I went to the school and I'm passionate about that as a team. Same for football. And I think college football's quality is actually pretty good, so it makes it more watchable anyway. So that's my reasoning, and I'm sticking to it. Now call me an idiot. I dare you.
I'm not going to call you an idiot because that's a mean word, and I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that to you, man. You're my friend. You know what I'm saying? I'll call you an idiot off of air. You know what I mean? But on air, I would never do that to you.
Moron, though. That's a little
so
better.
Okay. So you're saying that players that are in college are essentially better than players that are really playing professionally with the waiting for a call up. That's what you're saying.
I'm not watching college baseball.
You would rather watch college. Okay, something like XFL, which you hated.
Yes.
Right? You would watch college football, you know, which is obviously a bunch of guys who, man, some of them will make it to the league, but most of them won't.
Correct.
Here are a group of dudes in XFL who most of them have played in the league. Some of them are hoping to get contracts to go to the league. Clearly better athletes at that point than most people in college, and you wouldn't watch that.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because a lot of people in college are NFL level, which was worlds better than the XFL, right? So when you're watching college, you're still watching more NFL talent than you're watching XFL talent.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys in XFL have been NFL talent and have been there. Most of the guys in college
football. Clearly not, because they're in the XFL.
Well, I'm saying, but they'd at least been there. Like the average NFL career, what, 3 years, somewhere around there? So
yeah,
after those 3 years.
Short.
So after those 3 years are over, like your career is done at 25, you know, 20, 26. So. You're looking at better athletes because, let's just be real, what you look like, especially if you're really working out at 23 or 24, is much better than what you worked out and looked like when you were 21. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? You're growing. That's why they call it a prime at that point. So you would rather watch a bunch of dudes who most of which won't go to the league, or a bunch of dudes who, man, most of which have been to the league, and some of which will probably be going because...
Correct. Because I have a connection to the teams in college. Because I went to college, went to a Division I school, so I built a connection with those teams because I would go to the games and I would watch it and I would pay attention.
Humble brag. Did you hear that? Went to a Division I school. Syracuse.
Such a humble brag, I know.
The Orange. Can't call you Orangeman anymore. It's Orange, right?
Yes. Okay. It's been the Orange since I even went there, which was 2007 to 11. So, I have a connection to those teams. I know the quality isn't as good as the NFL, which is why I watch the NFL more. I love the NFL. It's a better sport. But I still watch it because of the connection I have to the teams.
So let's say Aaron Judge played in the, you know, for your, what's your AAA team?
Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
Scranton what? One more time.
It's two cities. Scranton.
Okay.
You know, like where the office
of
is
course.
Shot. Slash.
Okay.
Wilkes.
Wilkes.
Dash.
Dash.
Bar.
Okay.
Like the bar fitness places.
Gotcha.
I think it would be a hyphen, not a slash.
Yeah.
I said dash.
I think you said slash.
Well.
I'm going to check the tape.
Yeah. Scranton slash.
Anyways.
Backslash. Wilkes-Barre.
So if he played, and you knew you had the stud that was just on his way, they just wanted to make sure they get his fielding right or get whatever they want to fix for him to get it right for the league. You wouldn't watch him play.
No.
So, okay.
Because now, here's the, do you want to know why? Because I already haven't watched them play, because you can watch AAA baseball online and I don't.
Yeah. And that's what I'm asking. It's like, man, it feels like, because I'm a basketball fan,
yes.
Right? So when basketball is on, whether it was N1, whether it was G League or D League at that point, because, you know, they had their little open runs, man, I was probably watching some of that just because I wanted to watch hoop. When the ladies were playing and there's nothing on, man, probably going to watch the ladies play for a little bit. You know, so that's a basket. I think that's a fan. You're going to watch multiple.
I think that's a level of fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a more intense level of fan than I'm a level of fan.
Okay. So last question for me, at least.
Ask away, sir.
So there's some young kids that are about to go to the G League. They're going to forego college and go sign up to $500,000 contracts.
I think the one guy got $300,000 that I saw who went recently.
Yeah, so I mean, up to.
Good on you, sir.
Anywhere from 250. Yeah, right? What a dope job. You know, don't even got to go to college and get 250
racks. Yeah, just
going
to get to play a year and do the G League and make $300,000 as an 18-year-old.
And then make a million or a few million.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
After it's over. So these guys are projected to be, or at least one of them is projected to be a top pick in the draft. You're not going to spend any time watching him in the G League?
No.
Okay.
Why would I watch the G League? I don't understand. I'm just not interested in it.
Well, I mean, if this trend continues where there are better players going to that league versus going to college, and it becomes a product where it's like there is the top talent is going this way.
I won't.
And if the just in that example, I mean, why? To me, if the G League keeps getting the top players in high school, why wouldn't I watch that? Why wouldn't I want to watch the best talent in the world? I understand the Korean baseball argument, you know, because if those guys are good enough, then they can make that switch to the MLB.
And some do.
And some of them don't because they make a lot more money in Korea playing for their teams. But in like basketball, in that example, as Rashad laid it out, if you have the top talent in the world in one league and they're saying, NCAA, no, I'm good. I'm going to go over here. Why wouldn't you tune into games to see some of the best players in the world play?
First of all, it's not necessarily a league, right? They're doing a development program. They're not playing on the G League teams. They're just there. They're being developed. But if they created a league out of it, I could see that could gain some following. But I still think I would struggle to watch it because I don't have a connection. Because it's the same thing with any sport, right? You know, I don't watch college baseball. I don't watch minor league baseball. But I still know who the good players are coming up, and I care about it when they make the MLB, or I'll watch their stats or stuff. But, you know, I feel mostly the same way about the NBA and college basketball. I'm not going out of my way to watch Anthony Edwards at Georgia because I don't care about Georgia. I know Anthony Edwards is going to be one of the top three picks this year whenever they do the draft, but I'm not watching Georgia. I'm just watching his highlights. That's just kind of how I view it. I'll watch that player when he gets to the show. I won't watch that player beforehand necessarily. It's not something that makes me go out of my way to watch it. So I don't know. It's just how I'm wired.
Mike, with Korean baseball, you might not have to worry about watching it much longer.
That is true. That is true. South Korea had a fun little experience, and by fun I mean
you can
awful.
Find me in the club, bottle full of bub,
in the largest city in the country. Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. Joe, are you just going to keep doing teases for me today? Because
I'm on fire.
Right? You're killing like it right now, bro. Whatever you're doing, it's
yeah,
working.
Yeah, it's in the notes. So, I mean, sure.
We didn't even talk about what was going to be on the show today before we started.
No, no. that's next. We had somewhat good news here in Oregon this week, followed by really bad news in South Korea today. A little coronavirus update. Sports Sunday on the Fan.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
Little Andre Nicotina.
Andre Nicotina, man.
Love Andre Nicotina.
You said you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no Andre Nicotina.
He was, I listened to him a lot during my high school
like
days.
There's a reason he's saying that?
Yeah. So absolutely is a reason he's saying that.
Why?
Because y'all don't know nothing about no Andre Nicotina, fam.
I had like all of his CDs in high school.
So point of information.
I knew a lot about Andre Nicotina.
I saw him at the Roseland.
I was going to say, I went to an Andre Nicotina show. The last one I went to was in 2002.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like
a long time ago.
It was a while ago, man, with some girls, some lovely young ladies from Western Oregon. Shout out to Mama.
Yeah, I want to say the one I went to was 2008, maybe? 2007, 2008 at the Roseland? Yeah,
it was a good show.
I always appreciate the independent rappers who stay independent and are successful, or at least successful in that realm. And I always thought Andre Nicotina was one of them. He makes really good music. He really does.
I love Andre Nicotina, man.
He was a staple of my high school years.
Him and Zion I, the two bands that I listened to a lot that were like the independent California rappers. Rappers that I listened to, the independent rappers that I liked a lot. I miss Zion I a lot. Silly Putty. It's a pretty good beat, I think. Hint, hint, Joe. There's some bad news today in the coronavirus world after we got some good news this week in Oregon. We were all feeling pretty good, right? Feels like here things are slowing down and Cape Brown's going to allow for applications to reopen counties and certain types of places starting on Friday of this coming week. And it's like, oh, we're starting to get there. We're starting to move forward. And we got some news today out of South Korea, which has been what? The most sought after model to follow in this whole virus, right? They shut things down early. Their baseball league is back with no fans, but their baseball league is back. They had a few cases. They were doing things right. Well, somebody tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday after he had gone to nightclubs, which had been reopened. And now they have found 40 other people who had seen or been there with this person who have COVID-19. And they're trying to track down 2,000 other people who were doing contact tracing who were also at said nightclubs. The problem is that South Korea had a measure where they said anybody entering a place has to be marked down as who was there. The problem is that at the nightclub, the information was wrong, lies, or just hard to kind of follow. So they had all these plans in place. Things were looking good. And, you know, this might not become a major re-emerging of an outbreak or anything. It could stay fairly minor and it could be okay. Although now nightclubs and bars and clubs are shut down again in South Korea because of it.
Really?
Yeah. Shocking.
I didn't see that coming.
But that's not a good sign that in the country that we thought had done the best and had the best measures in place and was doing all the things that were even borderline like creepy, mm-hmm. like checking your temperatures as you walk down the street, like just using thermal cameras and, you know, entering every building, you had to have your temperature taken and writing down all your information and all the contact tracing and, you know, tracking on the phone and stuff like that. We all were like, wow, that's a lot. But I guess if it's keeping them safe, it's okay for now. Even with that, there's still going to be a minor outbreak because of one person who went to a crowded place that was reopened because they thought it was safe to reopen. And that sucks because there was hope here this week that things were maybe looking towards the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they were saying that for us in the busier counties, still might be a month or two or three until we get to reopen all the things because we have a lot more cases. But it was still a positive thing. Like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And then seeing that in South Korea was super disappointing to me this morning. Super disappointing.
There was a spot from the New York Times that said on Saturday, it was just the fourth day of their new phase of reopening in the country. So just 4 days in to this new phase, the mayor of Seoul had to order all of the bars and nightclubs closed. And
they're forcing everyone who went to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah, and they said that they shut it down indefinitely after the discovery of a cluster of dozens of coronavirus infections.
Yeah.
And you wonder how, just in that one night where those people went out clubbing, bar hopping, and all that, I mean, you saw what happened in the Italian soccer game.
Yep.
Only imagine what happened on that Friday, Saturday night in the largest city in South Korea.
Right. With, you know, you think nightclubs, you think bodies close together, you think all sorts of fluids being swapped.
As Suk would say, strange pools of fluid on
yes,
the ground.
Yes, he would. That is really, it's just really disheartening because you thought they had done a good job, and they, I mean, let's not take the credit away. They did do a good job. But the fact that it's still hanging around enough in the country that we thought was like no new cases, no new cases, no new cases, they can open back up. And 4 days in, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That doesn't give me a lot of hope for how Georgia, Texas, and Florida are going to look in a week, right? Because they reopened last week officially.
Yeah.
Maybe even just a half a week. We're going to start seeing the 2 week out numbers from when they reopened. And that does not give me a lot of hope that in Seoul, this is going to be a problem.
No, yeah, this is, it's one of those things. Again,
all I want is hope.
And I think a lot of us were, you can call it, call us being impatient, you know, or whatever, just wanting this phase to be over, wanting us to really get back to quote unquote normal. And the phrase we keep hearing, and I hear it at work and some other things, is the new normal. This, you know, the way we communicate, the way we've been moving, you know, as far as shopping and stuff, this is the new normal. Like, it still weirds me. I don't know how you guys feel, but when I have to go to Fred Meyer or when I have to go to Safeway or whatever, and just literally everyone has a mask on, it's the weirdest feeling, you know, in the world. I think we all just kind of want it.
Everything feels very off.
Yeah. Everything feels, you know, like, you know, hey, you want to go on a date or you want to go, oh, no, but this is a weird time right now. So I'm supposed to keep somebody on the line for 3 months and hope that, you know, things just kind of clear up before we can actually have our first actual date or before you can actually take your kid out to do, you know, something fun. I know state parks open, which doesn't bother me, but we are also a state that loves its fishing, loves its hunting, you know, loves, you know, it's camping.
We're very,
stuff
we're
like
a very
that.
Outdoor active state.
We love the outdoors and we love the, you know, being in that situation or being in those type of environments. So, you know, what does that look like as we move forward? Not sure. I'm not a doctor. I wish I were. But yeah, it's kind of,
I don't know if you wish you were right now. Probably be a pretty terrible job at the moment.
They pay really well, I heard, for a doctor.
I know that.
They
but
pay really, really well.
I'm saying, imagine being in the hospitals now and just like every day is just.
And let me do this. Holy cow. I'm almost for certain you guys have done it on prime time. I'm sure you guys have done it on Hot Corner. But man, shout out to all the doctors and all the nurses and all the medical assistants and everybody that's really, you know, stuck in there. If you're essential, you work for FedEx.
The grocery store.
You work at the grocery store. You work at all these, the bank, you know, all these places that people continue to need. Man, any car service place from if you need an oil change, if you need a new tire, if you need to go to an actual auto, you know, auto parts store, man, all these places are still open. Man, thank you guys. Thank
Starbucks,
you guys.
Dutch. Oh, wait.
I mean, hey, man, listen, there's some people that can't.
Radio get station. Without, I mean.
Radio station. Listen.
Mike.
Shout out to. Up. Hey, man, listen. Dusty, Cam, Dirt Sprague, Isaac Suk, man, Hot Corner guys. Hey, man. This is live radio and this is stuff for people to really do. So, man, thank you to all those people, the mailmans, the police officers, you know, everybody that really helps kind of makes things stay somewhat normal, man. I appreciate y'all. My son's mom, you know, works in the medical field and I can tell how stressed out she is every day, you know, based on this pandemic. So, man, shout out to all you people that are really helping things continue to move, bro.
Yes. Thank you. I concur. I don't really have anything to add. That was very well said. I just pulled this up. This was a graph from South Korea. And they had the COVID cases in Seoul. And since late April, they had barely been hit by any cases, and all of them had been imported from other places into Seoul. None of them had been created. None of them were local cases. And then now they're all local cases. Back again on 5-9. So the bottom graph I'm showing you there, Rashad, it's just nothing until yesterday.
So the other day, yeah.
So that's not good to see, because they were basically done getting cases, new cases, and, well, you get people together and here we go. It's spreading its tentacles again.
Again, people, we encourage you to, again, enjoy your lives the best you can, but be smart. You know, none of us want this thing to go for another 3 months. I certainly don't. Like, I've already spent my birthday inside. I don't want to spend my son's and my sister's and my summer inside the house, man. So let's do what we can to continue to stay safe, continue to be smart. Like, if you feel in a certain way, let's not open the clubs right now. Let's not open, you know, all those other things, you know, but let's just do our part to make sure that we can get this thing over with as soon as possible.
Let's learn some patience.
Learn some patience, man.
Apparently 2 months is too long for some
people.
I mean,
it is. Let's be honest. It is a long time.
Yeah.
To be, especially for those who have lost their job or are working from home and they cannot leave their homes. I've said this many, many times. I feel very fortunate that I still get to come into work, because it's just making it easier to deal with this all. But I can't imagine how difficult it is 8 weeks of just being not able to do anything that you really want to do outside. I mean, there are things in the house you want to do, and, you know, but after 8 weeks, it's like, okay, I've done it all. So I do not envy that. And hopefully you guys are doing okay. Stay mentally healthy too. Talk to people, talk to friends, talk to family, do things healthy for you, because it helps.
I'm going to have a front
run,
yard.
Eat better. Don't gain the corn 15.
I'm going to have a front yard barbecue, and I encourage everybody to just go barbecue in your front yard.
And then, like, wave at everyone else's
just
front
wave
yard.
Wave at everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Hello! Smells good, doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
You wish you had this, huh?
Come over, stand within 6 feet, have a beer, an alcoholic beer that tastes good.
Well, it is your front lawn. Can't you have a beer in your front lawn?
Yeah.
They can bring the hot dog bun, and then you toss the hot dog to them
play
from
some games,
6 feet away.
We'll play some games, man. Get
catch it
enough.
In the bun!
So, all right. That's going to do it for us, hour number one. Hour two coming up. We got Hit at 11 at 10:30, and we haven't talked about The Last Dance yet. We will talk about that next here on Sports Sunday on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.